got my first real six string. Bought it at the Five and Dime. Tuesday afternoon, downtown. Time to talk basketball as we welcome in from Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast, John Corrales. Hey there, John.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Going pretty well, thanks. How's your Tuesday so far?
Tuesday's going great.
It was an interesting game for the Celtics last night. Some scuffling, some grinding. But what made it extra special for me was to read your piece and realize that, you're a genius. The only person out there that could combine Simpsons references and some tosses out as a history teacher here to the pride of Kinderhook, President Martin Van Buren.
Wonderfully average president at best. I just thought that this game was kind of average, kind of unremarkable. And I thought, what things were unremarkable? And of course, what was more unremarkable than the presidency of Martin Van Buren?
Well, maybe Millard Fillmore's, but they're both right up there.
It's right there.
It was one of those games, though, where there have been times this season and certainly in the past when the Celtics wouldn't persevere when things weren't going well. But the nice thing about it last night, they kept plugging away and found a way to win that somewhat ugly game.
Yeah, I think that's, at this point of the season, I know everybody wants what they want with these games. They want go out there, give it your all, play your best, win by 40 because it's a game you should have won by 40 or whatever, and you hope that when it's anything short of that, okay. But it's January. This is a kind of a tough time in the NBA in general. Bad teams are beating good teams. Games aren't exactly crisp. And when you go out there and handle a team's run, handle Zach LaVine getting super hot, handle all of that and still win the game, that there is importance for that. So I thought it was, in the moment I'm watching, I was just like, oh God, put these guys away already. But in the end, you look back at it and you say, hey, you come away with a win. The Bulls have played the Celtics tough all year long. It's a matchup that's a tough one for the Celtics to handle. They didn't give up a ton of second chance points, which is a great improvement. They rebounded well. They defended well when they had to, and it ends up being a quality win.
Yeah, the road trip had some rough patches in it, but it certainly ended strong. Nice wins over Dallas and San Antonio. What turned for the Celtics on the road?
Well, I think the embarrassment of the Oklahoma City loss certainly played a role in that. I mean, that stung. That stung. It's that went beyond a good team kind of playing down to a bad team. That was they gave up. That was they got thoroughly embarrassed in front of everybody. And when you lose to a team like OKC that way, that spreads throughout the league.
Well, yeah, when you make your bones playing great defense and you give up 150 points to the Thunder, yeah.
Right. That kind of gets noticed. So I think there was a little bit of a bounce back. And it was nice that the next game was Luka Doncic on a TNT game, because that naturally, you get up for those games anyway. Good competition, nationally televised game. And then to go out there against the Spurs are scrappy. Look, they're not a good team necessarily, but that doesn't mean they don't have good players. And obviously Greg Popovich is a legendary coach, so they were never going to quit either. So good end to the road trip. And then to extend that now into the beginning of this little two-game homestand, it just shows the Celtics' ability to bounce back. And okay, OKC, we all know what it was, but to bounce back from that the way they did is somewhat impressive.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. Well, we're at the halfway point. Celtics on a pace to win 58 games. I don't know that anybody saw that coming.
No, I mean, you're now, look, 60 is a realistic possibility here. I didn't think this team was going to be that good. I thought they would challenge for the top seed. I thought the top seed was certainly possible. I didn't think that they would kind of go wire to wire with it. For the most part, they had a brief slip when Milwaukee stepped into it for a day. But they obviously started out really well. I thought their response to the Ime Udoka mess was impressive in the way that they kind of came together. In a way, when they played that well and pushed to their big lead, they said, oh, okay. Much like the season is much like the games that they've played. They pushed out, they played great, and they're like, oh, okay, well, we're great now, and we can relax a little bit. And then, the past few weeks have been a little bit better than 500 basketball. And trying to learn to win in a new way now that their shot isn't falling at 48% some ungodly rate. So good stuff at the beginning, a little bit of a slip. They get Robert Williams back. They're trying to reincorporate him. They're learning to win without their shooting. And it's just part of the evolution. The good part is here, Rich, that when you learn to win without the shooting, when the shooting comes back, that's just gravy now. And if the shooting comes back and they can win those games, that's fine. But if they need to slog through one, they kind of have a better sense of how to do that.
And how much did last year's run to the finals help them understand what it takes to play a very long season, much more than the 82 games?
Yeah, I mean, that is certainly part of it. They understand the whole, the process of getting to mid-June. And let's be honest, part of their kind of relaxing in some of these games is actually part of that. They know you got to conserve energy when you can. So if we can go up 20 and then, hey, let's see if we can shoot our way to the end of this game and maybe close it out from three, they're going to try to do that because they're like, I'm not going to go expend any more energy than I have to now. We've done what we're supposed to do. Now let's try it. And that, now it becomes counterproductive at times, but I can see how that thought process creeps in. They know we're just talking about this 41 games is that the midpoint of the season. What they're hoping for is the midpoint of the season to be 2 weeks from now. When they get into game 50, 51, 52, that's what they hope to be the midpoint of their season. So it's a little bit different for them. And yes, they understand the process a lot better now.
Well, tomorrow night, they'll get to take on the Pelicans, one of the big surprises in the NBA this year. They're on a pace to win, I think, 50 games. They've been playing great. What do the Celtics need to do to take care of business in that one?
Well, I think you're gonna have to get out there and run and get to the rim. They blew out the Pelicans in New Orleans, so I'm sure the Pelicans are going to have a little bit of revenge on their minds. But no Zion in that game, so they do have to worry about CJ McCollum, who has been carrying the load for the Pelicans. But they are they're going to be a tough team. They have to defend that 3-point line really tough. But I think the Celtics can have real success if they attack the rim and play inside out and not just rely on the threes and not overlook New Orleans ahead to Brooklyn. That's going to be a big matchup against a team that's been chasing them in the standings, even though Kevin Durant's not going to be there. That's going to be a big game. So you just don't want to overlook that on the back-to-back.
John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, the Locked On Celtics podcast. Appreciate it as always, John. Have a good week. We'll check in with you next Tuesday.
My pleasure. Talk to you then.